Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Eddie, do your mic check.
Yeah, check, 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 check.
You guys
one,
hear
two, check,
other
check.
Or no?
I don't know. Check. No, 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 I hear nothing. Check, check, check. Nothing. Check. Checkity, check, 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 check. Nothing.
Well, you
check. Ooh, I don't even think my mic's on.
Check. Nothing. Nothing. Check, check, check. Check, check. I hear nothing.
So you guys don't hear anything?
I don't hear anything.
I hear good.
Check, check, check. Nothing.
I don't even think my mic's on.
What about up there, Coach? Are we turned down up there?
I don't think my mic's on.
Check, check, check.
Do you hear me through the mic?
Looks like it's everything's out. Check, check, nothing. Check, 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 check. Oh, no?
No, I don't hear shit.
His mic doesn't even roll.
Ooh, ooh.
No, he does. He's registering.
Ooh.
But I don't hear him.
I don't hear anything.
Okay, so it's just where the... Check, check, nothing.
Check, check, check.
Nothing.
I mean, we should just wait and go back in there.
Nothing. Check, check, dude, check.
Check.
What is up with his mic? Maybe go to him, too.
Coach, you can hear me?
Check, check, check. I can't hear Eddie either.
Okay,
check.
I can't hear Lunch, but I can hear you.
Well, now you can hear me.
No, I can't hear you. I can't hear any of you guys.
Yeah. So it's not his mic not working. Jay!
Oh, there we go. Check, I hear Eddie. I hear nothing. Myself. I hear myself. I hear myself.
Check, check. Got it.
Lunch, do it again.
Check, check. Check,
got
check.
It. Check, check, check.
All right, we're good.
All right, roll it, dude.
Do we keep all that?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just go.
Check, check, got
go,
it.
Go, got it.
Go.
Go.
Oh, okay, now that's not working. I don't hear that.
I don't hear it.
There it
is.
We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Penis.
What's up, everybody? I am Eddie. I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's, definitely don't know the what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am the number one Dallas Cowboys fan.
Okay, we're adding to our intros. What's up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm married to my wife, Baser, and we just got back from Aruba.
Jamaica.
We knocked out a wedding,
Bahama.
A honeymoon, all during the pandemic.
And a fight.
Coach, do we need to rehash? Good God.
I almost got busted for dealing drugs down there.
Almost had a divorce.
Is this? Okay. Great. Your timing's off.
Who cares? We talk about things, Coach. Remember you texted me that?
Eddie was talking about something that we may talk about on the
possibly.
Bench.
We don't know. I tried to bring on the whole idea of me taking pictures of my kids in different jerseys and stuff. And
it didn't hit?
Didn't hit.
See, you
didn't
never
hit.
Know what's going to get a bite. That's with life. What works, what doesn't.
Fishing. Hey, you know, you put you put the bobber in the water. You don't know. If
you
you're
never
get a
know.
Bite
what guy, yeah, you don't know if you're gonna get a caddy, a carp. You know what I mean?
Because you may
trout
not get one bite.
It might not. You might get a tree branch.
But if you if you have a good fishing hole, you know you're going to get a bite.
No.
Have you ever gone fishing, Lunchbox? Like, really fishing, like?
Yeah, I've gone off in Puerto Rico. We took a boat out.
Okay.
Went deep sea.
Did they have to bait your hook and everything?
No.
You baited it yourself?
You act like I have never put a worm on a damn hook, idiot.
Some people haven't. Dude, in college, there was this guy.
Are you serious? You really think I go to the lake plenty of times and I don't sit there and just put a worm on the hook and psh? When I was a kid, a minnow. I mean, we did minnows too.
Oh, yeah? How do you hook the minnow?
Well, I was a kid, so I just stuck
it in there. So daddy did that for
you? No, I just stuck it in there.
You went fishing in Puerto Rico. Answer the question. Did you catch anything?
Oh, my God, did we catch some.
Did you really?
Yes, because those chartered boats know where to go, right?
They know everything.
They know everything. So you're going to catch fish.
Because we heard about the deep sea fishing, but they just said, sometimes you don't catch anything. I said, well, why do I want to go out on a boat with a bunch of dudes and my wife, them all looking at her in a bikini, and we don't even catch anything?
That almost happened to us in Florida, but we ended up towards the, we had 30 minutes left, and finally we got like three fish.
We caught it. And then we get back to the dock.
They lucked out.
In Puerto Rico, we get back to the dock. The dude freaking cut it up right there, and we went to the little grill there, and they cooked it right then.
That's pretty legit.
It was delicious.
What was it?
Delicious.
It was shark.
It was a stingray.
It may have been snapper.
Red snapper?
Red snapper, okay. I think, is what we caught.
What's the coolest fish you've caught?
Red snapper.
Ray? Hey, you're from Michigan. Did you ever catch one of those pikes or the, what do they call it? The walleyes.
No. Right. It's just, Coach, I live on a damn lake and I'm trying to think of the names. There's a yellow perch. Perch.
That perch is the coolest.
That's what's on my parents' lake.
That's the coolest fish you've ever caught.
No, but that's what we would catch. It was always just rainbow trout.
I don't understand what you mean. Like, I'm not a...
Coach, a red snapper is badass. Like, that's a cool catch.
A rainbow trout.
Coach, my son caught a perch like last week.
I know, Coach. Okay. That's the lake I lived on. But when we went to other places, lakes, we did get the trout.
Oh, trouts are beautiful.
Very good looking fish.
Nice.
And the moms, you can squeeze them out and all the eggs go out.
Wow, you all did that?
Yeah.
I've never caught a trout.
Really?
Never.
Dude, it's pretty awesome.
There's a river here where they stock it with trout.
Cumberland.
No. It's called
No, that's dead.
Percy
bodies.
Priest.
No, because it's a lake. The river, I forget what it's called, but anyway, they stock it with trout and
the Rhine River.
You sure you ain't talking about the Sippy?
No, boys.
Oh, the Nile.
No. That's in
the Rio Grande.
No, that's where I'm from. Anyway, the coolest fish I ever caught was a sailfish in Zihuatanejo, Mexico. Man, amazing. Ooh. Hey, we went.
Were you on a sailboat?
No, we went on went on one of those charter boats, right? But this is a charter boat where the captain, his name was Capitan. No other name, just Capitan.
Every captain I've ever met is named Captain. They all do that.
They do. Yeah, call me Captain. No, what's your name, dude?
He said, I'm your captain now.
Hey, so there was Capitan, and there was a little kid named Casimiro.
Oh, and the heir.
And he was the deckhand.
The heir apparent.
Yeah.
Capitan Jr.
I think they were related. But anyway, so we get on this boat, and they go, hey, what do you want to catch? You want to go for a sailfish, or you want to go for a mahi-mahi?
Mahi, dude.
Right? No. He goes, mahi-mahi, I can guarantee you we'll catch a mahi-mahi. Maybe two or three. Sailfish, very risky, but an amazing experience.
And I've never eaten a sailfish. Aren't you going for the best eat?
Now, Coach, you're sport fishing. So we go.
Coach, don't say that.
What?
Pete is going to get
you. No,
Coach, you catch and release. Hey, look at that, Coach. Good sized fish.
Yeah. Coach, let me see.
Why are you dressed like you're a schoolboy?
Coach, I was hoping I could see your wife in the pic. Where the hell was she?
She was not in the.
Hey, guys, you want to look a picture of me? Here it is. She's laying out on the other side of the boat. So anyway.
El Capitan's grill opener.
Capitan. Hey, so we get out there. We say sailfish, right? We're fishing for 2 hours.
Who's we-er?
It's me, my dad, my brother, and my wife. We were just dating at that point.
And you can bring as many of your family on board.
It was like four of us. Fishers.
Coach, that's a great fish. Yeah. That is a snapper.
Put that on your Instagram.
Really good.
Yeah, post it right now. Put it on the Sore Losers Instagram.
Okay.
Hey, so anyway, we're fishing for like 2 hours, and this is how you fish sailfish. You just ride the boat, and you look for a sail fin to come up.
You'll see them surface.
They're like, you got to look for that fin to come up. And then finally, I was like, oh, soft fin.
You sure it's the right fin?
This is after two. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hey, so finally, Capitan's like, that's it. Vámonos. Dude, so he puts the things in the water, the lures or whatever, and the lures are the size of your arm. They're huge lures. And they're dragging in the back.
Way down in Mexico.
Coach, you're talking 30 minutes after I saw the fin. I'm like, I saw the fin, man. Like, it's got to be here somewhere. Sometimes Capitan says they just don't bite. As soon as he said that, the freaking line just starts going. Casimiro grabs the pole. Whoa, whoa. There you
get
go.
It, little boy.
Hey, we
wait,
all put
wait, wait. So you didn't catch it? Casimiro caught it?
That's what we're getting to.
Casimiro just makes sure.
We're getting
sure.
to the bottom
he just
of it.
Said, this is his story.
No.
I caught a sailfish.
Let me finish.
Casimiro grabbed
his
the pole.
Casimiro?
He's a tequila now.
I never let another man grab my pole.
Hey. That's a good point. You know, but you're on the open water. You know, it doesn't count.
You just let him grab and release, coach?
Hey. Capitan put the lures and everything in the water. B,
I'm not putting
the Kududu dude.
Hey,
what's his name?
Casimiro.
Casimiro
respect his name.
Is the one that started reeling it in. So did you catch the fish?
No,
or did
he
they
spotted the fin, dude.
Check it out.
Oh, you did.
I spotted the fin, guys. And then when Casimiro got the rod, he's like, put your belts on. The ones, with a hole on it.
Took his belt off.
You know the ones with a little holster on it, and you put the fishing pole in the hole?
That's how you make sure you don't hit yourself in the nuts.
Whatever it's for, coach, he grabs the pole, and he says, who's first? Who's first? Whatever you do, keep this line tight. Just keep reeling till it's tight. All right, we reel. I go first. It's pull, reel. Pull,
reel.
Pull, reel. All right, dude, 15 minutes
later. Yeah, how long did this go on for, coach? I'm already tired of saying it.
And I'm like, all right, who's next? My dad's like, give it to me. My dad, pull, reel. Pull, coach, 10, 15 minutes again.
So far, Eddie's involved about 5% in this
catch. So then my dad's like, all right, who's next?
This better be a 600-pound fish.
Who's next? Coach, these things are humongous.
It was probably a back into trash.
Hey, it was a perch.
it wasn't.
No, coach. So anyway, so then my wife's like, I'll go. All right, my wife's next. Pool. 5 minutes later. Okay, I'm exhausted.
El Capitan, finish it off.
Oh, damn. These things are cool looking.
No, they're humongous, coach. And then my brother. All right, give it to me. I'll get it. Pool. When he pulls this thing, probably about 20 yards.
We didn't,
come straight
we didn't
up,
lose your brother, did we?
Come straight up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it pulls him in.
With the nose up in the air. Woo! And that line that he said, do not let it get loose, turns into like a telephone wire. And we're like, reel the fish. Reel the line. Do not lose. And Costamino's like, reel. What are you doing? What are you doing? My brother's like, what do I do? Reel the damn pole. Reel the damn pole.
Costamigo.
We've invested 45 minutes in this thing. And my brother's like, reel. And nothing. No pool. And we're like, oh, my gosh, we lost this fish.
Wait. No pull from the fish.
No pull from the fish.
All of a sudden, it went out.
It went limp.
Costamigo goes, limp. Costamigo goes, give me the damn pole. I think we lost it.
He pulls his pants down.
Hey, he reels. Whoa, and the thing pulls again. He's right under the boat. He's like, we got the guy. Finally, we bring it into the side of the boat.
Who brought it into the side of the boat?
I think Casimiro, dude. I think
Casimiro
and Captain. It sounds like Captain and Casimiro caught this fish.
You went on a boat ride with Costamigo and he caught the fish.
I think Capitan winked at Casimiro and said, don't lose this fish. Pull it in yourself.
So all what right? He basically said is they had an extra one stored underneath the bottom of the boat. Oh, my God.
No.
That actually isn't a bad idea.
That's not true. That's not true because Casimiro brings the fish up. Dude, savages. He's got a glove in one hand and a hammer in the right. He grabs the bill.
Go to coach. Pete is listening.
All right, I won't say it then.
No, tell us.
No,
he
ahead.
Grabs the bill.
Say it softly, though.
He grabs the bill of the fish. This fish is 500 pounds. It's huge. He's like pulling. Capitan's helping him pull it up, too.
And what are you guys doing? Just climbing?
Are you guys having,
hey, go, Capitan! Hey, go, Capitan!
Dude, are you guys
go,
having a picnic
Capitan!
On the boat or what the
I'm
hell?
I'm taking pictures. I mean, this is amazing. I'm just watching it, it all in.
No. So you didn't even catch the damn fish.
Sure we did.
Right. He's over there going, Casamigo.
Casimiro. Casimiro, guys.
And El Capitan.
So they bring the fish on the deck, the back of deck or whatever, and Capitan just gets a hammer. I mean, hold on. Before that, the fish is beautiful. Fluorescent blue. There's hot pink lines, neon green patterns on it.
Sounds like you're explaining a bikini.
Gorgeous.
Coach.
It is beautiful. Capitan nails it with a hammer on the head, and the thing just turns black and stops moving.
Once they're dead, they lose their color.
And I was like, whoa, we were all just like, what the?
hey,
he said, who's next? Eddie, lay down. Whack!
Hey.
El Capitan said, I am your captain now. Give me your wallets.
We put that bad boy on ice and did what you did. Took it to a restaurant, cooked it up. They cooked it up and we ate it. That thing tastes like crap.
Really?
It tastes like rubber. Don't ever eat sailfish. It was the most, it was fine. It just had no taste to it.
Hey.
So
they go to take a
were...
picture with the 500-pound fish and El Capitan and Sombrero. What was the other guy's name?
Casimiro.
Casimigo, go get the out of the picture.
This is our fish. We caught this.
Hey, so they let us take a picture with it, and then them too. That's when you go to see Watanejo, that's on the bars. Casimiro and El Capitan.
I was thinking you were going to say you mounted it.
So what happened was my dad said, let's mount it. And then they placed the order, and they said, all right, when you get back to America, we'll call you with a bill in and all that stuff. It ended up being ridiculous. And
thousands?
More than that. And my dad's like, I can't pay.
What's more than 1,000?
10,000?
No.
I said 1,000. More than that. Okay, well,
it's
what?
More than 1,000, Coach.
Well,
I mean,
1,000 covers all the way to 99,000. I mean, 999,000.
All I know is it was expensive, and my dad said,
hey, can I tell you something?
I go, thousands. He goes, more than that. Well, what's, you can, thousands covers all the way to a million.
Could have been $1 million.
Could have been a million.
I got to be honest. I have never smiled so much during this podcast.
Great story.
In the history of this podcast.
Coach, great story.
It turns out I didn't really catch the fish. We never mounted it.
I have never smiled to myself so much than seeing the excitement of Eddie telling this story. I mean, this dude was out of his chair. He was in the crotch position like he was drilling the fish all
but
over again.
It was Casimigo,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. He was reenacting Casimigo.
Casimigo just did it for the last 5 minutes, guys.
Oh,
we reeled that bad boy.
But
that
you
is
get
so hilarious.
Casimigo and Sombrero.
Casimiro.
Casimiro. And what's the other guy's name?
Capitan.
Coach, they're obsessed with fishing. They're addicted to fishing. And you guys just go there and fuel their addiction and give them money.
Yeah, you
and
give
let them catch the fishing.
Right. You give them money. Right. And you don't do it, you just snap pictures.
You're right. Hey, what do you guys think about being like charter fishermen dudes? Like,
no.
Okay.
There's got to be a lot of downtime. You're not booked the entire day.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure because if you don't get fish, you're going to get bad reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a lot of pressure.
And, I mean, COVID safe, you got a fish flopping around. No way in hell you can possibly do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Eddie, that was incredible.
Thank
I didn't
you,
have
man.
Anything as dramatic as that. I just put the pole in the water, and we caught some fish, and we...
How big was that, the sailfish? They're huge, right?
Dude, I didn't know what a sailfish was.
Humongous.
I thought that was...
Did you have to fake that it was good? Or he goes, Casimigo said it. They don't taste
Coach,
that great.
We didn't have dinner with Casimigo a couple times.
Yeah, the boat people don't...
Dude,
don't.
When did you stop hanging out with the boat people?
As soon as we docked. And they took a picture with their fish. We bailed.
Yeah, they stayed the night. It was Sombrero and El Capitan in the morning.
Yeah, we had margaritas at the house.
I thought the sailfish was a marlin, dude.
It's the same. They kind of look the same.
I mean, when I pulled up the picture, I was like, oh, I thought that was what a marlin looked
marlins
like.
Marlins are way bigger.
Should have gone for the mahi-mahi.
Yeah, should have just gone for the snapper. It doesn't take as long to reel in, and you don't have to have Casimiro do all the work.
I didn't realize that when they die, all those like the mahi-mahis, all pretty colors.
So
when they
he took it on the back of the boat, and what did he do this with it? I thought you had the gunshot.
Oh, Coach.
Coach, you have to warn people. People Coach. Said that they, like, spilled stuff. Somebody thought they had a blowout.
Dude.
Hey, Casimiro throws that down and...
No, stop.
No,
Coach,
no.
It's going to be funny. Hold on.
He looked at me like he had it already.
Hold on. It could
we're
be funny.
In a different studio.
Right.
Usually I'm slow at the controls. I'm super slow here. A lot of people did say when we did the gunshot that it was very scary, and they thought maybe they were shot at in their own vehicles.
It was sudden. They weren't expecting it. So
Casimigo.
Casimiro.
He throws the fish on the back, and...
That's a terrible sound
effect.
Oh, my
God.
Anyway.
So funny.
What are we going to talk about today?
Dude, listen. That was a great story.
Thank you.
And you want to know what's a great story? That was a great story.
I know what the great story is.
Tell me.
Texas beating Kansas.
Basketball?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that was like 2 weeks ago.
No, it was like a week ago.
Okay, a week
ago. No, not even. It was just a few days ago.
No, it was over
this weekend.
Hey, you guys ever go to a restaurant that serves leftovers?
Yeah, it's the
That's
special.
What this is our show.
Restaurants serve leftovers? They do that crap?
Dude, we need to be the Sore Losers restaurant edition. Sore leftovers.
This enchilada is half eaten.
Perfect. Sore Losers will talk about it.
Okay, do you want no
the,
Texas?
The Brown, I mean, I don't care. I mean, they lost. Who cares? It's not a big deal.
Kansas
isn't as good as they are in years past.
That's what I've thought.
Of course, everybody celebrates like they won the national title when they beat us because we're one of the best programs in the country. So, congratulations.
Hey, but Texas has a squad this year,
though.
They're
really good.
Really, really good.
Really good.
They're obviously ranked, right?
Yeah, number four.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I need to tune in to some CBB.
You have to watch them, though. They're really good.
They're good. They're really good.
I'll watch them when the calendar turns March. I'll be all in.
Oh, well, you're going to just have to go the road to Indiana because it's all in Indianapolis. Did you see that?
No.
They couldn't have chose Nashville? The whole NCAA tournament is in Indy.
And they're all going to be bubbled together?
Yep.
Why couldn't we have chosen?
That's a lot of teams, though, Coach, to be bubbled together.
It's a big city, I guess. No one's allowed in Indianapolis for that whole weekend or
whole month, everyone move out.
They couldn't have gone with a more interesting city.
They have a lot of basketball gyms.
They got a lot of tradition.
How do you
Hoosiers
know that?
Or what?
How do you know
per capita?
Have you never Googled that? Well, Google it. Indy. How many basketball gyms does Indy have?
Per capita driveway.
Guys, I have over 10,000. Including a Cahill Elementary.
Well, I mean, they do have West Lafayette. They have IUPUI. They have Indianapolis. Has to have a university downtown.
University
Purdue.
Of Indiana.
No, they have
Purdue. Is that in Indiana?
West Lafayette.
Indianapolis?
They have the Colt Stadium.
Notre Dame.
They got Lucas Oil.
The football field?
Yeah, well, that's probably where they'll have the most of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have a lot of gyms, and they've worked.
You're telling me they have more gyms than L.A.? You're telling me they have more gyms than New York City?
Coach, this is the heart of the pandemic.
It's like of course they picked Indianapolis. Have you not seen how many gyms they have?
Somebody said it's the home of college basketball, I think.
Indiana. I guess
I will
Central
say this.
Indiana, really.
You drive through a lot of states, not a lot have basketball hoops anymore, which is sad. That's what our country's turned into. Kids play video games. They have the controllers at their driveways. But, guys, in Indiana, if you drive through Indiana...
Hoops.
There's hoops at every driveway.
Coach, you remember we were playing golf with those guys from Chicago, and they're like, I was like, what's the drive? How's the drive from Nashville to Chicago? He's like, it's all great, you know, but you go through Indiana, and it's like, get me out of this place. Remember that? They were trashing Indiana the whole way. He's like, talk about a state you don't even want to like get stuck in, you know?
You want to know a state that has no women? Indiana. Probably right on that one.
I'm like, hey, put the pedal to the metal. Let's get out of this state, yo.
And Indy was going to be the Final Four spot anyway, so now they can just use Indiana. It's easy to get around, not far distances, play here, play there,
At least we get it. Last year, remember
exactly.
That depressing
at
feeling?
At least we get the tournament.
So how long does it take Samuel Jackson and
Coach?
Barkley and Spike Lee to
drive
get there?
I don't know, man. Those commercials, they're good at the very beginning of the tournament, but by the end, I'm like, good God, can
we
not
watch
it? They
only make like two of them.
And they
three.
Play them every commercial break. They're getting their money's worth.
And are they that great, guys?
No, they're not. They're not funny at all.
They were funny like 5 years ago.
They might have been funny 5 years ago. You're right. You're right. But not anymore. You're right. But you know what's funny?
Coach, this better be funny.
The Cleveland Browns.
That's funny. That's funny.
Oh, man, that's
a
good one.
Dude,
lunch.
There's comedians. That is a punchline. Hey, guys, you want to hear something funny? Cleveland Browns.
Coach, that's some funny stuff, Coach.
They finally make the playoffs after 18 years.
Coach, are they going to go far, though?
No, right. They're just going to go home.
Because?
Their head coach got COVID. He's out. Other coaches out. So the special teams coordinator is going to be the head coach this weekend when they play Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Something that hasn't been talked about. Have star quarterbacks, they got the vaccine, probably?
No.
Oh, you're telling me,
me that when there's an order of special nurses and doctors and those people first, you're telling me a quarterback got it?
It would probably be, if you had to go quarterbacks, they would probably give it to Patrick Mahomes first.
You're telling me Brady doesn't have the vaccine? Hey, Brady doesn't have the vaccine?
They would give it to Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Let's go in order. Let's go in order of playoff quarterbacks who the NFL would pick to
Mahomes.
Give the COVID
vaccine.
I'll
tell you who go last.
Who?
Tannehill.
Probably.
Ooh.
No.
Trubisky.
Maybe Alex Smith.
Oh.
Why would you hit a guy like that?
You know what? He's probably the one that needs it first. Let's be real.
Oh, man. That's a good. It has to be Trubisky.
Sure. Coach.
Trubisky.
He may not even get it. Even if they have extra.
We're out.
Sorry, man. We just ran out.
They'll probably give it to the backup down in Tampa.
Coach, real quick on the Alex Smith thing. Last night I was waiting for a basketball game to come on, so I put on ESPN. They had that 30 for 30 on Alex Smith, Coach. I had no idea. Guys, be ready if you're going to watch this damn
thing. I told you.
It's disgusting. They show the most graphic images of that dude's legs. That's all I got to say about it. It's nuts.
Listen to the podcast a year ago. He watched it. Remember,
I know,
emotional.
Coach, and I heard all about it when he talked about it. But I literally walked in the living room, and his leg was wide open.
I'll pass.
All you can see is bone and meat.
That's crazy.
Do not show that on TV. Anyway, Coach, go ahead.
No. Now that you're on Alex Smith.
Now it's reformed, and he's a great quarterback again.
It's weird.
Every
defensive lineman should watch that before they hit him.
Yeah, they should just play flag football with him. Like, they just grab the flag and it's over.
Yep.
Because that, when you watch that ESPN E60 or 30 for 30, whatever it is, I don't even know what it's called. You are just going, I did not realize how bad he had it.
Media never covered it, really.
No, well, I mean, it was like, oh, it's a gruesome injury, and then you never hear anything.
It's like that with every athlete. If somebody gets hurt, you don't really hear about the rehab, but they balled out for 10 months to try and get back to where they are.
Right. All you see is the injury, and then, oh, a couple months later, they're back. Like, oh, no big deal.
The quote of the documentary that I just will remember is his wife saying the doctor came out and said, all right, he no longer has a sports injury. He has a battle wound. You treat this like he was at war and his leg got blown off. He's like, that's what it is. You came in with a sports injury, you're walking out with a battle wound that he's trying to recover.
What a line
from
that doctor delivered. Wifey.
Dude. His wife did something awesome. I sent you the link. Check your text.
What the
knee brace.
Coach, is
guys,
this Christmas?
Check your back pockets. I gave you each a condom.
The leg brace he had.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted to do something.
Oh, it's a trophy.
She took it and had someone mold it and shape it into the Lombardi Trophy so they can show it as a triumph and put it up in their house. It is the most inspirational picture I have seen.
Picture? Oh, you're talking about this picture. I thought you meant
Alex
the documentary.
Alex Smith's wife posted this on Instagram. His external fixator brace is now in the shape of the Lombardi Trophy.
It's beautiful.
I mean, that is chill bump worthy.
It really is. Coach, I want to apologize for making fun of your love for the documentary and your newfound love for Alex Smith. I think I had told you maybe 3 or 4 times you should date him. I'm sorry for saying that. I want to date him. Like, he needs to go in the books from here on out as one of the greatest football players alive.
Okay.
Maybe even after he dies. Coach,
they said they should rename the comeback player trophy to the Alex Smith trophy.
They should. It's an unbelievable story.
Unbelievable.
And we watch him play on Sundays, and we're just like, cool. Coach, he's in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's America.
I understand it's a terrible division, but
it doesn't matter.
Playoffs.
He's still playing NFL football, starting quarterback, after having his leg, after how many surgeries where they say it's a war wound, like you got it blown off, and that trophy, he may never win a Lombardi trophy.
He won't.
Are you crying?
No, but I'm
saying.
Give me
a second. Eddie hit me in the clean.
If the Bears aren't going to win it this year,
give me Smith.
I am cheering for the Washington football
team.
What
about the Titans,
dude? Because when you pick a team that's going to win.
Yeah, we're in the damn city of the Titans.
I'm going to tell you why. Not only Alex Smith.
Why don't you root for the Packers?
Well, not only,
this is who you're rooting for this week.
Yes.
Because you're not going to be rooting for him next week.
Not only Alex Smith, coming back from that gruesome leg injury, that picture that his wife posted of the
beautiful
it now in the Lombardi Trophy. We'll post it on our Twitter and our Instagram.
Absolutely.
Sore losers.
It's beautiful.
Arnold. Then Ron Rivera, their coach, battled cancer all year. He was going through cancer treatment, but he never made an excuse, didn't miss it. He was still there, still present, and he was able to lead this team to the playoffs in his first year with no offseason, battling cancer.
So they're
going to
win it. They have the story.
But they won't win this.
Oh, stories don't win playoff games.
The story doesn't win you a trophy.
I mean, if the other teams want to be nice and give a deserving team the Lombardi, let them win. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Well, everybody seems to be opposed to what the Eagles did. I mean, stupid Giants coach gets up there at the press conference and cries like a little crybaby. Joe Judge, you little sissy. I mean, he's up there. Yeah, play the clip, Ray.
I got it.
Oh.
Arnold!
No, I know you didn't have it because we can't play audio from that computer. He sat up there and goes, as long as I'm head coach of the New York Football Giants, we will never disrespect the game like that. We will play to win. So, Joe Judge.
That's a loser.
He's also a guy that's not in the playoffs.
Right. Exactly.
Because of that.
What he needed to do.
You get really opinionated and really well-spoken when you're not in the playoffs.
You can say that in your locker room and, you know, complain. But up in front of the media, you need to stand tall and be like, listen, it's our fault. We didn't win enough games. We can't look at other people and blame them for how they played or what players they played. We only won 6 games. We need to be better. That's it. Don't get up there on in your national press conference and sound like a little crybaby. So you say you're going to compete for 60 minutes to try to win the game. So
it's less than 60, isn't it?
No.
12, 24, 15, 36, 15, 48.
Thank you.
15, 15, 15, 15,
60. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whenever the Giants are getting blown out of a game, I don't want to see you take any starters out of the game. Because if you're playing 60 minutes to win the game, don't put in your backups,
yeah.
Joe Judge.
Yeah, why not play Barkley?
As long as you are there as the head coach of the New York Football Giants and you say, hey, we are going to play 60 minutes to win, then don't take any starters out of the game, no matter the score, because you are playing to win the game.
Exactly.
If you are giving up halfway through the game, then you're just like the Eagles, and you look like a fool. Mm-hmm. So don't get up here and give me this better than holier than thou crap. Win more games and get out of here, you crybaby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we'll hang up and listen.
Coach, what are you wearing?
Necklace?
Yeah. Diamonds?
Coach, come on, Coach. Didn't you get the Christmas bonus?
You're looking like Saquon over there. What do you got? You see those that diamond necklace?
I knew. I mean, I don't even know. It looks like a woman's pendant. Doesn't it? It looks like a little flower. I mean,
it definitely looks like a woman's jewelry.
Did you guys not get that American Express $100 bonus from the company?
That's definitely Bay's necklace that he wears.
Oh, well, that's cute. Did she wear that like at a special moment?
Guys, listen, I figured that it also goes as a guy's necklace, and I've been rocking it. Swear to God, I've gotten compliments where people go, hey, where did you get that necklace? And it's actually a female's necklace.
Okay.
It is. Very nice. So it was Bay's necklace.
You going to take a picture of that?
Yeah, hold it up for me.
There's no way this is a good pick.
You got to see you have that filter where it sparkles, Coach?
I don't know.
Coach, I'll do a selfie.
It's like he has that filter.
I don't know.
Is it the pretty girl filter or the sparkly one?
You're talking about the Ariana Grande filter. Yes, of course I have that one.
I'm not one for much for filters.
Coach, we know.
I don't spend much time.
No, you do the drag queen filter.
On my Instagram story.
He does. He posts the filter where he's wearing like a hat with the mesh over your eyes and a lipstick.
Like, I'm like, holy hell, I post some crazy stuff, but dude's dressed in drag.
I'm like, Coach, my kids are watching your Insta story, Coach.
That's a funny one. People like that one. It always catches them off guard. You do it every couple weeks, and you throw that one up there, and everybody's like, whoa, what the heck are you doing, you idiot?
Coach, I'm with you on the whole Eagles thing. I just can't believe whenever like on Sore Losers Twitter and people go off about stuff, like, you got to get over that crap. Like, I'm with you on the Eagles. Let the Eagles do what they did. Who cares?
Also, I was thinking, how do you feel if you're Nate Sudfeld? You suck.
Who is that?
He's the guy that came in for Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah. He like, sucked.
He sucked, and he still sucks, and everybody knows he sucks.
Of course he sucks.
But the outrage is everybody's talking about, you tried to lose the game by putting this guy in.
I know.
Like, he's sitting at home with his wife and kids going.
Is he married? Coach, he looks like he's 18.
He might be. He's only been in the league for 4 years.
You're right. I didn't think about that, but that does suck to be the dude having to hear all that, even though it's not about him.
It's not about it, but it is about him.
He was in that position.
Yeah, he's the one they put in that everybody's saying, because you put him in, it shows you were trying to lose.
I don't think it was all on him, though, because you got to understand the whole team being pissed off when they put him in. Already, the linemen are pissed because, like, really? Like, really, you're giving us no chance to win. Now they're deflated, but at the same time, they have to defend this poor little rookie quarterback. Like, well, that.
And they're looking, and if they're that upset, that's you saying your teammate sucks. That's you saying if you're upset, the defensive lineman, offensive lineman, the running backs.
Well, they were all upset. You saw them.
If you're upset, that is telling Nate Sudfeld, hey, dude, we don't think you're good enough to be in this game. You don't even deserve to be on our team. And as a player, that has to feel very awkward.
Well, in a company, they take away one of your best employees, and they send him to the place across town. So if you work at a McDonald's,
they send him to Burger King.
One of the best burger flippers.
Or Crystal.
They send him to another chain of your own chain.
On another part of town.
Yes, another part of town. So you lose your best cook. Yeah. So then what are you thinking then in that moment?
Great. No one's going
to
come to our
restaurant. No one cares about us now. Yeah. Well, let's just try our best. Let's go.
Or it could be a chance to step up.
No,
and say,
I think in that
when
moment.
When your back's against the wall, what are you going to do?
In that moment, you're a little lifeless. You're like, we just lost our best McDonald's cook.
Yeah, and you have 10 minutes left of the season. Like, you just have 10 minutes left. You're deflated. What are we doing here? It's over. They put in this guy, got 10 minutes left in the game. We have a chance to win it. But now with this guy, we don't have a chance to win it. It's over. It's got to suck. They showed the shots of them, Coach, on the sideline. They were pissed.
You almost got to feel like the world's against you at that moment. Like, as the team, what are we supposed to do now? We're never going to win
it. Right. And I think the coach has a lot of explaining to do when you get back in that locker room, because there's going to be a lot of pissed off people.
I bet he didn't go to the locker room.
he just goes straight to his car.
He just gets it.
Peels out. Hey, good. Oh, okay. Coach,
why do you
think
people have handlers and assistants so that they can tell the team, hey, he had to go do other stuff. I'll talk to you guys next season. Have a good offseason, guys. Stay away from COVID. I mean, Coach, that's why you have other people to deal with that stuff for you.
So, yes, shut up, Joe Judge. Now, this weekend.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is going to be a game. Oh. No, the Bears Saints, you can watch it on Nickelodeon, and they're going to do googly eyes, slime, all that. Good idea or so dumb?
What the? I mean, that might get kids involved in football.
No.
I may need to click over to Nickelodeon.
I will test it. I will put the game on Nickelodeon and not tell the kids and see what they say. Coach, because I have a feeling they're going to be like,
what?
Dad, what the?
Dad, have you been f***ing doing drugs?
Hey, watch your mouth, son. Coach, they're going to freak out. They're going to be like, what is this crap? Take it off. Why is there goo on our screen? Kids want to see the sport.
But if kids that don't watch football are watching Nickelodeon,
I don't want them watching football.
Will they be more interested because of the googly eyes, the goo, the whatever? I don't know what all Nickelodeon does. It's been a long time since I've watched it.
Well, let's reverse it. Say you're watching Skinamax. Okay. All of a sudden, they put an animal on there. Like they have a rant.
No. See, because I'm already interested in Skinamax, so I'm not one an animal.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
I know. And all of a sudden, a deer walks across the screen.
So the deer's the plumber.
No, because.
Who's the stay-at-home mom?
I'm so confused what if by you're his analogy.
Another analogy. What if you're watching Skinamax and they do the weather?
No.
That's what this Nickelodeon's doing. It's totally ruining the product. They're trying to get kids involved, but it's not the most quality product that you're going to get.
What if you're watching Road Rules, right?
Oh, boy. Speaking of tonight, oh, my gosh. There's some drama analogy. Tonight.
Hey, and they get into a boat instead of an RV.
Oh, they did do it a semester at sea. God.
All right. They get into a train instead of an RV.
Okay.
Kind of pissed about it.
What if they're doing Real World instead of a house? They're in a tent.
Hey.
I would make something different.
They're
like,
doing
wow.
Big Brother, right? Instead
I've
of
only
a big
watched
brother,
one season.
It's a little
brother
sister.
Sucked.
Big Brother was weak.
It was so terrible. They didn't do crap.
All right.
Like the show was just nothing. And I was expecting big moves and all nothing.
It may be the final season.
They should have done that for the Super Bowl. Nickelodeon.
Maybe they will.
Oh, maybe they will. Maybe they're testing it to see how it goes, yeah. And then maybe they'll try the Super Bowl.
Listen, yeah. COVID times, we're going to test a lot, folks. This isn't the first wacky thing. It's going to happen in 2021.
And I'm going to tell you a story about COVID, okay?
Oh,
so over the break.
I'm wearing a mask, right?
I didn't tell you guys, you anti-vaxxer motherfuckers.
You can't tell me to wear a mask when I'm shopping.
What? So this guy tells me I got to wear a mask, and I said, F*** you, buddy.
So for us to come back to work, we had to go get a COVID test.
Coach.
And we had to be negative.
That was swept under the
bleep
rug.
Bleep him, coach.
So I make an appointment at a CVS to go get my COVID test, right? And I show up and it's in an out-of-business CVS.
So it's going out of business.
No, it's out of business. But it's just a testing site. So you go, literally, coach, it is just the building. You walk in and they have some tents set up.
So all the makeup when you walk in, that's not there.
There's nothing but carpet. And it's an empty CVS.
You're in Gallatin. A lot of people on walking. Not a lot of cars out there.
Wait, I don't get it.
No. Ghetto. In the store, guys.
Oh. I'm in the store.
It's a rough part of town.
So, my appointment is at 1:45.
Yes.
Man of his time.
Of course.
I walk in at 1:39.
Oh, good.
And it is three people administering the test. They have three separate sections.
You can see them all getting tests.
Well, no, they have three sections set up.
Pull your pants down,
and they're all just
next.
Sitting there. They're all just sitting there. There's no one. And there's one guy behind a plexiglass, like, stand, and he's checking you in.
Yes, we've seen it all, Coach.
And I walk up, and I'm like, yeah,
Jason
man.
Jason Gibble. I'm sorry I've got my mask on, but I'm Gibble. I know you can't understand me, but they're making me wear a mask. All right,
I'll take it off.
What time was my appointment?
1:35.
1:17?
1:45. Okay, I walk in at 1:39, and I walk up, and there is nobody in there, nobody but the workers, and the three people that are doing the test are sitting behind their little station, and I walk up, and he goes, can I help you? I said, yeah, I got a 1:45 appointment. He looks at his watch, he goes, you're a little early.
There you go. Were you?
Coach.
Were you a little early?
By law, you were early, Coach.
I turned around, and I looked. And I'm like, am I being punked right now? Like, I really thought this is a freaking joke. And I was like, there is not a soul in here. This is just like Meet the Parents when he goes to get on the airplane. Like, we haven't called your number yet. Coach. And I looked at him. I go, yeah. And he goes, do you want to wait outside till 1:45? And I said,
wait outside?
Yeah.
You.
I was like,
take this mask and stick it up your.
I said, well, actually, I was going to ask you, because my wife has an appointment at 3, if she could just come in with me, because so we don't have to come back. And he goes, I don't know if we'll be able to squeeze her in. And I said,
hey, coach.
And no, this is great. And he goes, I mean.
Still three workers and one person.
Yes. Okay.
Can you
yes.
see the workers, or are they behind like any kind of?
Are they like?
I can see them.
Are they eating Whataburger? Or what
no,
are they doing?
No,
they
they're
their
sitting
phone?
There.
They're
no,
the phone?
They're in their full like get up like mask.
So they're just standing there with their little Q-tips waiting.
Just waiting.
Okay.
And I said, he goes, well, you know, I guess.
And who else was in other than them? Who else was in the store?
Me. That is it. There is nobody else.
Okay.
Nobody else. No, it was like that. You could see freaking. What do you call sagebrush blowing through?
Tumbleweeds, coach.
That's what it's called. Tumbleweeds, not sagebrush.
I don't know if we can
squeeze her
in. I don't
even know what sagebrush is. And he says,
we're pretty
full
today.
Then he goes,
you ain't from around here, are you, stranger?
He goes, you know what? I guess your wife can come, but she'll have to see the same technician as you.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, okay. And he goes, and by the time you walk out there and tell her, it might be 1:45. And I said, I was just going to text her. And he goes, then you're going to be early. And I am like, and he's dead serious.
Coach, what is happening right now?
Dead serious.
Dude, COVID has made people get really f***ing weird.
What is wrong with people?
Right. What is wrong? I mean, there is nobody in there.
I can see this dude just look, every time the technician talks, he just looks around.
No, I did. Every what? Time I would do a complete circle and look around like what's going on?
Well, it's going to take you a second to talk to her. No,
I texted her.
And then I pull out my phone and he goes, oh, I didn't think about you could text her.
I know the exact part of time you're in.
And I wanted to lose it. I wanted to just blow up.
Why didn't you?
Because I'm just going, this is something I don't know what I'm on, but I'm on a TV show. Like, I'm this is just,
you, sir.
They're going to come out and be like, gotcha. Woo! You know what I mean?
Did they ever come out?
No. Huh. So my wife came in and he goes,
you both are a little early.
At this point, it's 1:44. He goes,
Oh.
Take a seat.
You're still
goes,
early.
Yeah, he goes, I guess you can go over to the first tent.
Ah!
And the entire time we got our test, nobody else came in. We were the only freaking ones. Unbelievable.
What a story, Coach.
I think I've been wearing the wrong mask this whole time because when I went to get my COVID test, I showed up in my American flag, you know, mask that I've worn for, I don't know, since COVID started. And I walk in there, the first thing the guy says, can you please change that mask out with the one that's sitting over there? What? Yeah, that mask you have on, will you just trade that out with the one that's sitting over there? I look around, everyone has their personalized masks on, and he wants me to change my mask for the ones that they're providing. I'm like, crap, does that mean like he sees my mask and saying, dude, you're wearing the wrong one. That one actually attracts COVID.
Coach, exact same story. I go in there. I've been wearing my leopard print, Carole Baskin one.
Yeah.
For 7 months now. And I rock it. And he goes, that's not CDC approved. Can you put on this white one? I'm like,
Coach.
Bro, I went to Aruba with this,
Coach,
dude.
I've gone everywhere with this mask. I think we have the same brand.
Has nobody told me this thing isn't protecting me from COVID?
This girl next to me had one with like a peace sign on. I'm like, what's wrong with hers?
Dude, the girl next to me had like lingerie on her face and it was cleared.
This dude had a panties over his face and it was cleared. Coach, they were like, that mask doesn't work.
What? but I mean, in the guy's defense, maybe they didn't want people waiting around.
No, no, you know what you dealt
with?
No,
there's no waiting around. Just tell me to go over to which person.
You know what
I'm
you dealt with?
I'm 6 minutes early. They're all sitting there. All you do is send me over there, and I'd be in and out by 1:45.
You dealt with someone that has Ray personality. With like, hey, I can't do it until this time. I can. Hey, when we park the car and the meter says 20 minutes, we have to be in our car in 20 minutes. Coach, my father.
I wish you would have lost it, and I wish you would have recorded it.
It bugged me. I was blown away. It bugged me for like 2 days. Could not understand what his frame of mind was where he kept saying, you're early. Maybe you will go wait outside. And I just, I still can't understand it.
So I love my father-in-law. Greatest man in the world. Love him. He's just an amazing person. Look up to him. But he has this thing where he's been doing things a certain way his whole life, and he can't change. So one night we eat dinner, and I'm like, I'm gonna do dishes tonight. I'll do the dishes. So I get the dishes done, all the plates in the dishwasher and everything, and there are two
little beer sitting over there.
There are two like baking pans. That I'm like, all right, they don't fit in the dishwasher. I'm just going to
leave them on the stove.
Wash them, and I will hand dry them with a towel. No. And I'll hand dry them with a towel, and I'll put them away where they go, right?
Coach, you should work at a restaurant.
My father-in-law goes, oh, you don't have to hand dry those. Usually what we do is we just lay them out to dry on the side right by the sink. Just let them air dry. I'm like, I just hand dried them, so I'm just going to put them away. We lay him out to dry.
Oh, Coach, that would have been where he lost it.
Coach,
exactly. I mean,
and I go, but they're already dry. Like, I already washed them and I dried them, so I'm just gonna put them in the cabinet.
Nope.
So I put them in the cabinet, Coach, and I'm done. And I go.
No, he does not. No, he does not.
I go upstairs to change. I come back, my little gym shorts and whatever T-shirt. Come back downstairs. They're out of the cabinet and they're dry.
No!
He double dried him. Coach, he's a double dryer.
I'm like, I don't get it, but you know what? That's the way he wants it done. Whatever.
Coach, you sit down. You're like, I saw the pans ended up back up.
We don't drop it the next day. Hey, about those pans.
Hey, Mark, I saw the pans got their way out of the cabinet last night. Oh.
You would have lost
dude,
it.
I would Like, why does that be that difficult?
I'm telling you, it's like your guy at the place. Like, he cannot let anyone through before 1:45.
I just want to know, dude, like, why was he having a bad day? Did he do that to? But he didn't.
Some people just need to follow the rules.
And it wasn't like he was joking because he didn't laugh. He didn't smile. He didn't do anything. He was just like, he literally looked at the chart and he goes,
"You're a little early.
Your appointment says 1:45. You're a little bit early.
Excuse me.
This dude looking around every single time.
He turns his whole head around. There's nobody behind him.
I mean, I thought maybe, whatever. I'm over it.
If we could pull that security tape, we would laugh our asses off, dude.
And I was
because you know you'll see him in the tape like,
what the hell's going on here?
He's turning around, looking around and everything.
Oh, my gosh. And I was fuming afterwards, and my wife was like, it's not that big a deal, just let it go. I'm like, no!
It's a good wife. She talked him down, dude.
That's what she does.
He's like,
you imagine how many times she does that with this dude?
You drive me to a bridge, I'm done with this.
She's like, it's
honey,
okay.
It's okay. It's all right.
Oh, and I need to offer an apology.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
We also need to talk deep tease. We need to talk about his letter he sent to the league.
His email to Ashley White?
Yeah.
No, it was to the whole league. What are you talking about?
It's not talk worthy.
No, it is. Oh, it is talk worthy.
I owe an apology.
Ashley White.
To Matthew Stafford. All these years. Listen. I've said Matthew Stafford sucks. And maybe he's not as good as his numbers because he throws it all the time because they're always behind. But I have decided it's Detroit. They are the problems. I mean, they ran off Barry Sanders. They ran off Calvin Johnson. And now Matthew Stafford, they're wasting his career. It is time. They're going to rebuild. They have to rebuild because they're not close. So let him go to the Colts next year.
Okay,
let
coach.
Him go to a contender that is a quarterback away. Send him to the Patriots with Bill Belichick. Give him a chance with a winning organization because maybe it wasn't Matthew Stafford's fault. And I would like to apologize to him for always saying he sucks.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I don't understand. So please, I'm really trying to learn something here. How can an organization, not the players, not the coaches, whatever, how can an organization screw things up?
The culture. The culture, Explain. The drafting, just look at the teams that win, the Patriots, their culture. Even Tom Brady loses, they were still competitive this year. Okay? The Lions are never competitive.
Explain the culture. I don't know what that means.
Look at the Jets. There's just dysfunction.
Coach, I see green uniforms with a word Jets written on their helmet. What do they do? What does the administration do to screw things up? I don't get it.
I mean, they hire the wrong people. There's people in wrong positions. Everything is about a culture and a fit. Look at Alabama's culture. They win, they win, they win, they win. They have a good culture and environment. Who else is a bad? The Raiders. They don't ever win because of the culture. It's getting better because they've made moves and hired different people. But the Cowboys, Jerry Jones wants his hands in all the cookie jars.
But the Cowboys won in the 90s. The Raiders won back in the day.
Exactly. Like, and since
but
then
it's the same culture. It's Jerry Jones owned the Cowboys in the 90s. What's the difference?
And that's why they went down, though, because he won't let go of the reins. Let the feet. Football people do it. That's the problem.
So who, if you had to tell me, in Detroit's administration, who do they need to change out?
The owner is terrible. I mean,
who is the owner?
I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly.
I got him.
Exactly. Coach, you don't even know what the problem is. You don't think Matthew Stafford, if he wanted to get out, he would have gotten out? Why does he need lunchbox from the sore losers to say, get out of Detroit?
Now, he did have that's the thing. They do have a choice to leave because they signed for a lot of money. They do sign for a lot of money,
sure,
and they could go elsewhere.
Get out.
They could go elsewhere. But the culture is just bad. The Lions ruin everybody, it seems. And so they can't win. They had one of the best running backs of all time that walked away because he was tired of it because they sucked so bad. Megatron. He was a generational wide receiver. And he said, you know what? Peace out.
Yeah,
I'm done.
Like, I'm tired of walking the streets of Detroit trying to get to the game. You got liquor store, rundown store, gun the store.
You're going with that.
Yes. I think that's.
All right.
My apology.
Anyone else you'd like to apologize to?
No, I would like to.
Ashley
Ray,
White.
Talk about the letter that we did.
No, Ray. I sent you a clip right now in your email.
But it's not your apology.
No. This is JJ Watt apologizing to Deshaun Watson.
Hold on. What in the Sam Hill email did you send it to?
Your Gmail.
Okay. I just got it.
J.J. Watt, shut up.
All right,
No, this
go.
Is J.J. Watt. They're walking off the field after they lost to the Titans this past Sunday.
Will you please say it correctly? It's J.J.
What? Sorry, J.J. What?
Good job, brother. I'm sorry. We wasted one of your years. I'm sorry. You should have 11 wins. You should have.
He's telling Deshaun Watson, I am sorry we wasted one of your years.
You need to apologize to us if it's a bad show that you wasted an hour of our life. And to our listeners. We need to apologize to our listeners.
Go ahead, Eddie.
A bad show.
Go ahead.
I don't know what to think about J.J. Watt. I really don't know if he's being sincere, or, you know, he's been mic'd up or what. Like, even when he went on the rant in the press conference of just like, you know, like my team, I feel sorry for our fans because we let them down. Like, all that stuff, it all sounds good on paper. It sounds great. But, like, why is he apologizing? Why is J.J. Watt apologizing? Because it makes him look better?
Probably. Hey, I saw a stat that, so J.J. Watt is correct. He did waste his year. A stat said that Deshaun Watson accounted for 88% of the offense for the Houston Texans.
What does that mean?
I mean, that means the dude is a great quarterback. It's not him. It's the team.
Oh, Deshaun.
Who'd I say?
I thought you were saying J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt accounted for 88% of the offense.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like he would say something like that. Like, just shut up. Like, you're not the only one on the team that screwed up. Like, you didn't even screw up, really. Like, the team just sucks.
See, everybody saw that clip of J.J. Watt walking off the field with Deshaun Watson, and they hear the audio, and they're like, oh, that's the dude. That's a stand-up guy. That's why I love J.J. Watt.
See?
And that, when I saw that clip, was that's why J.J. Watt's a fraud. You cannot tell me he didn't know the camera was 5 feet behind them picking up every single word
Coach,
he said.
You know that a microphone's in front of your mouth right now. Coach.
No, I know that. I know there's a microphone in front of my mouth. But I am saying J.J. Watt did that. He did that so the mics would pick him up. Why not just wait until you're in the locker room and you can walk up to Sean and have a one-on-one heartfelt conversation? But he made sure.
That's what he told. He told Will Fuller the fourth in private.
No, Will Fuller's not there because he's suspended.
Oh, okay. Then he told Duke Johnson in private.
Maybe. But he
told the mascot, that horse, in private.
He made sure that camera was 5 feet behind him and could hear what he was saying when he went
Fair
up to him.
Bear, listen, the kicker.
And everybody says I'm a J.J. Watt hater, and maybe I am. But it's all – that is
well,
so
that's
calculated.
That's why, though. That's why.
That is why – yes, you're exactly right. That's why he bugs me, because he does stuff to try to make himself look better. Like, he went up to Deshaun Watson, calculated move to get it out there to make him look like a great human.
Very
get
strange.
Out of here with that crap.
Because he's J.J. What?
Now –
to the email that Lunchbox sent to the entire fantasy league, most of it can be glossed over.
Ray, do you want to read it in Lunchbox's voice?
Well, I was going to go with the very final line.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's it?
Well, I mean, do we really want to bore people with the entire one?
It's a dumb email that every commish sends out to their league.
Let me gloss over it.
Go ahead.
I don't want to bore people. Sore Losers Fantasy Football
League. Do it in Lunch's voice.
Congratulations on making it to 2021 and also making it through the entire Sore Losers Fantasy season. There were times we all worried. I'm just going to read the first paragraph. There were times we all worried the season was going to be canceled, but the NFL knew where the money was, and they couldn't cancel the season. So they made teams play without a quarterback. We made a team play without a defense. So you pretty much played in the NFL this season.
Kickers got 20 points even if they kicked 60 yards.
Sorry, Botter's box was instrumental.
Sorry about that.
Over to the final couple sentences. Congratulations to the champion of the league for the second year in a row, Dallas Cowboys, to the Super Bowl, which was Ashley White.
You're right. He didn't say that, though.
He didn't say that.
No, I did say that.
Thanks again for playing in the league. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We try to do these leagues for fun and really hope you enjoy it. Last couple sentences. We will be reaching out individually to all the people who are owed money, so check that inbox.
Okay, Coach, real
final
quick.
Final two sentences.
Yeah.
It's been real. It's been fun. But it hasn't been
real fun. God bless you.
Commish out.
Okay.
End scene.
So I said congratulations
to
Dallas.
You didn't say Ashley.
I didn't say anybody's name.
I know, but she's the winner. You should tell everyone her name.
No one knows her by that. Everybody in the league knows her by the team of team name. I don't understand.
Say her name, Coach.
Ashley White.
Congratulations, Ashley White.
I said it last podcast.
No, right now.
Congratulations.
Say their name.
Together.
I said it last podcast.
Congratulations, Ashley White.
I don't understand what. So go ahead about the email. What else was wrong with it?
You said we will be reaching out. Who is we? Batter the Buck.
The Sore Losers. I emailed them from the Sore Losers email account. We are the Sore Losers at gmail.com. Always send us emails. People liked it when we answered emails on one of those episodes, so we're going to start doing that more if you would send us more emails. Thank you.
Who has the money right now? Where is the money currently right now?
The money is in a lot of their Venmo accounts.
So you've already paid them out?
Most of them, yes. I'm waiting on a couple Venmo.
Where is the rest of the money located right now?
In my Venmo.
Okay. So if you were to get audited, that's where it's at, in the Venmo.
Yeah.
Some of the money was laundered.
No further questions?
My dad does not have Venmo, so I can't Venmo him money. I had to just send him a check. No, he is Toolbox.
Death Day.
So a family member did get some money.
Yes.
How much?
He won $200.
Interesting. Are you guys splitting it amongst family members?
No. Nope. You get him to slip. He goes, we won all 60 apiece. $200. He won the whole amount.
Can you edit that out, Arnold?
I mean, so basically he made $100. He made a $100 entry feedback and then the $100 for making it, getting fourth place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big question, we doing this next year?
Nope.
Give him a year.
Yeah. Well,
I want you to think about that for a year.
No.
Every night it's a before big you headache. Go to bed. It's every a big night headache. Before you go to bed, ask yourself.
It's a big headache.
What big if, headache. What if we put out a post and it gets 100 retweets?
No. It's a big headache. It's a disaster.
Is this Batter's Box talking through you?
No. Oh, right. Batter's Box is like, dude, come on. You're still gonna do it. Don't lie. You're still gonna do it.
We're still gonna do it. He says.
Well, yeah, he thinks you guys are involved.
But he, you and him, instrumental.
Well, I mean, we'll see. But I said no.
Why? It's really weird though. Every time he talks about this league, he gets down.
No, you don't
like Lunchbox.
Well, Eddie, you've got to realize. When it comes to a company, there's people that just put on that don't experience what Lunch and his brother Batter's Box experienced in the league. They got a lot of flack. They got ripped on a ton. They got absolutely browbeaten for 4 months while you and me just paid $100, had fun, grabbed a couple beers on Sunday and watched football. He experienced a completely different side of the league that nobody else did. Every person in whatever I will say in this unit that we are, a solid unit, it experienced it differently. You and me had the easy way.
Oh, yeah, we're a tripod.
Yes.
But, I mean, one leg just happened to be longer.
So I agree with him. If it was that hard, seeing his eyes in the morning, the amounts of times that he was sad because of the fantasy league, I don't want to see that again. And I will hang up and listen. That was the wrong sound effect.
That's the wrong button, Coach. You know, I was watching Ted Lasso. You guys watching that?
No, I need to get on that Apple TV.
You would like that.
Hey, can I have your password?
Sure. You would like Ted Lasso.
I've heard great things about
like
Ted Lasso.
I've heard about that show on some other show.
Oh, you mean the...
The Big Show!
Ted Lasso has a bunch of little one-liners that he tells his players. And here's one I'll tell Tim Tom, what's his name, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Ted?
I don't know. You're the one that watched
Ted Lasso.
You told it perfectly, Coach.
This is a Ted Lasso quote for you, and it reminds me of you. He tells his player... You know what the what's it?
Hell of a quote. Hey, wait, I'll hang up and listen. Good job.
Okay, I got it. Do you know what the happiest animal is in the world?
Jackrabbit.
Ray?
Kangaroo, because it has a pouch and it can wacky whack.
A goldfish. You wanna know why? Because it only remembers things for 10 seconds. It's a 10-second memory. Next thing you know, he forgets. Go be a goldfish. Forget this last season, Coach. Go be a goldfish.
I don't want to be a goldfish.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I don't want to be a goldfish.
Ray, I didn't know where that was going because I still didn't understand the quote after where I was like, cool.
You still don't get it.
No, I do now that you said forget this last season. If you wouldn't have put that on the end, I would have had no idea what you're talking about.
Go be a goldfish, Coach.
Man.
Let's do it again next year. I'll hang up and listen. I thought you could do the gun.
No, Coach. I got to stop doing that. People said it's scaring them.
All right.
All done?
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
All right.
Man.
That was fun.
And guys, the ratings have never been higher. I put out an Instagram post yesterday. Number one podcast right now, Sore Losers. Number two, Call Her Daddy. So thank you to you guys.
One,
hey, there's the iHeart Podcast Awards. Are we in there?
No. Oh. They don't even know we have a podcast.
Coach, are we in there? Yeah. We've sent him emails for 2 months.
And we haven't got a response yet, dude.
Oh. Okay. What's this new song you wrote?
No, this is from Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Hope my legacy at Clemson is that I was a great teammate and a great person. Overall, just more than football, more than how I played. Each game is just how I treated people. I want that to be the main thing that I'm known for. And I feel like over the last 3 years, that's the thing I've kept as a priority. Okay.
The volume's low, Coach.
Well, and being a good person. So
Bale, Coach Bale.
Coach, pull the gun. Bail on that, Coach. Hit the gun thing now.
Coach, bail it. Bail on it.
All right, bail on it. I was trying to get you in that. He's going pro, guys.
I know. It was a little low,
no
though.
Crap, Coach.
Hey.
I mean, we all knew he was going pro. Yeah. Did you all watch the trophy, the
Heisman
presentation?
Trophy? Yeah. No. I don't think I've watched that in 20 years.
Oh. Right?
Coach, if I had 20 minutes free, the hell if I'm watching a Zoom call with a trophy getting handed to a guy that we all knew was going to win it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I had to watch The Bachelor, man.
Okay.
Matt James. It was episode one.
Why'd you watch it?
Who, me?
No, lunch.
Oh.
I thought you watched it just to review it on the big show, but when you don't review it on the big show, why the hell do you watch it?
I like it. Oh, it's fun. Great. It's entertaining. The women are fun. No, it is. It's brainless TV that you can watch and you don't really have to pay attention to the whole time.
That's the future of America. Good call.
Good one,
my
Coach.
Wife.
Anytime I don't have to use my brain, I love it.
My wife doesn't get much TV time, and that's one of the shows she likes. And so
does it? Isn't she work at home?
She ain't got no job, right?
Oh. Well, I mean, she gets a lot of TV time then.
Yeah, well,
ouch.
No, she has the kids.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, I watch
She's still
sports.
Drinking during the day?
Yes, she does. Oh, my God.
You get home and she's drinking wine?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. Must be nice.
You ever see, is there any windows open when you get home, like, in a different part of the house? Like, maybe somebody would jump out of there before you got home?
Why does it smell like men's cologne?
Right. Oh, I thought you were talking about she was smoking
weed.
You
bring that up.
Yeah, I thought you were saying
the
she was
kitchen
smoking.
Window's always open.
Why are there two indentions on the couch from Batak?
It is a little weird that the guest bed is always messed up when I get home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in the bathroom? That's our 2-year-old. He can walk now.
Get out of there. Show yourself.
It's our kid.
Oh,
we done?
Yeah, we're done. Right,
goodbye.
Have
everybody.
A great hump day. And guys, yes. The challenge tonight.
No, no one's watching.
No. Everybody is watching it. No, millions of people watch the challenge.
Guys, I challenge you to not watch it.
Hey, they insinuate that Fessy from Big Brother.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
And Tori hook up, and Tori's engaged to Jordan.
Wow,
drama
that's crazy.
Tonight.
Crazy.
Drama, drama, drama. Let's go.
Dang. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, they didn't have an episode last week. Can't
wait. Wow, Coach, I've got to watch that.
You're such an idiot. So annoying. Hey, did you see this?
Anybody have an extra Titans shirt?
No, why?
My son needs one for school.
You have a jersey.
You going to the game?
No, my son needs one for school.
Oh. Well, don't you have a Titans
shirt? Coach, it's an extra large, Coach. It's going to be dragging them.
Tie a knot. Or what do they call it? What do you call it when you do this over here on the side?
Like the way the girls do it?
Or
you
pin
won't
it,
do it.
Pin it on the inside.
My jersey's legit, though, dude.
It is legit. Did you text Overton?
Yeah, of course.
No, you didn't.
Of course I did.
I thought we were going to try to get him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, my kids love it. Have you seen that celebration video of him in the locker room?
Yeah.
My kids love it. They'll watch it over and over and over.
Funny.
There's some swears in that.
Coach, they haven't noticed the swears.
I think a majority of the song
I know,
swears.
Coach. I know it. I heard it. But I was going to bring it up, and they don't care.
Oh,
so one of my kids thinks
Tennessee Titans trainer has tested positive for COVID.
Oh no! Hey, one of my kids thinks he just says Overton, Overton. And I'm like, yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yep, that's it.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, "Well, I had this career before, but it was a waste." And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste. That everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.